Hello, my name is Denis Maslanikov, and I'm a senior malware analyst with Kaspersky Lab. In this HelpNet security podcast, I will be talking about cell phone money laundering and how cyber criminals in Russia launder money from the real SIM cards and real cell phones. The vast majority of cell phone SIM cards are in Russia are prepaid. One of the major Russian cell phone operators, Beeline, offers a fully legal service which allows anyone who uses an operator's SIM card to transfer the prepaid amount of money from a SIM card to a credit card, to a bank account, to Unistream, it's some kind of Western Union analog, and to another cell phone number by sending a special SMS message to a short free number. You know, today it's hard to imagine life without a cell phone, and well, if somebody leaves home and forgets their watch, or he or she won't come back. But if, for example, I forget my cell phone, I will definitely come back. So there are a lot of SIM cards in Russia. It's the number of SIM cards even bigger than the number of the people who live in our country. And well, people started to use this legal service in order to, for example, if somebody cannot make a call to his or her child, he can transfer some money to child's cell phone number and then simply dial it. Such comfortable and legal services are always used by cyber criminals. So after some time of the appearance of this service, cyber criminals started to use this feature illegally. How do they do it? There are three main types of, let's say, cell phone number replenishing. They can, for example, create a malware which blocks a computer and asks to pay ransom, but to pay ransom with the help of the replenishing a concrete cell phone number with the certain amount of money. The second way is to create mobile malicious programs, SMS trojans, which will send a special SMS message with to operator's short free number, but this SMS message will transfer money from the infected phone to the cyber criminal's cell phone number. And the third way, which is also very popular, is to create an SMS spam campaign with some kind of, let's say, fishy text, asking, for example, claiming that, for example, you win in a lottery, in order to get your prize, please send a SMS message to this short free number with the following text, and the text contains the cell phone number to transfer money and the amount of money. These three activities, now let's say, they are really popular, and it's hard to find out which of them is the most popular one. So ransomware is like one pillar, SMS trojans is the second pillar, and well, this SMS scam campaigns is some kind of a third pillar. So let's talk more about all these activities in details. If we talk about ransomware, the first examples of such ransomware appeared in the very beginning of 2010, so it's like almost 2 years, and they continue to evolve, they continue to infect users' personal computers, and well, as usual, pornography is the main source of such applications. So fake pornographic websites, if user clicks to the link, if he wants to watch a fake video, surely he will be asked to download a special application, a codec, as it claimed, but in fact it will be malicious applications which will block screen and asks to pay ransom. If we talk about the mobile malware, it usually spread via SMS spam. So users normally receive a message claiming that, hey, you received MMS card, an MMS present from the girl named Kate. Usually it was the most popular name in all these SMS spam campaigns. If user downloads these malicious applications and launches it, he will lose some amount of money from his SIM card, because the money will be transferred from his SIM card to cyber criminal SIM card. And well, if we talk about an SMS scam campaigns, in this case cyber criminals use, let's say, real life examples in order to force users to transfer money from one account to another. Sometimes they use really sad and bad real-life examples like Moscow underground bombing or terrorist attack in Domodedovo airport in Moscow. After some times of these attacks, people start to receive SMS scam messages saying that, hey, I'm an underground, please transfer money to this SIM card, I will call you back later. Or so cyber criminals use such cases in order to earn money illegally again. Well, and finally, when they receive some money by replenishing their, let's say, malicious SIM cards, they need to launder the money, so they need to make a cash. And, well, transferring money from a SIM card to a credit card or to a bank account or to some kind of Unistream is not an option for cyber criminals because it will leave the trails and they can be easily found by police forces or by cell phone operator. So that's why they use other guys, other let's say criminals who order a service of laundering money. So they contact them and well these guys use carded credit cards, fake bank accounts in order to launder money, and in fact they take a commission from 10% to 30% of the amount of the laundered money, and well, and that's all. They receive money, they're happy, people are fooled, and well, such activities continue to evolve, they continue to exist right now because usually cyber criminals buy not one or two SIM cards, they buy like hundreds of SIM cards. It's very easy to find and to buy anonymously, absolutely, like a real big bunch of SIM cards and to use them in such illegal activities.